Well, I think it's very important that we look at the Morrow issue here and how a potential gun shop and restaurant where they serve alcohol right across from the street where the school exists and students will be walking by. Will this send a message to them about guns, that guns are there and how and so forth?
Planning Board member Phil Smith says all aspects of the plan must be carefully considered. The Planning Board will vote tonight.
I feel that my responsibility in as a Planning Board member is to point out several things that we all should be looking at. And I would presume or assume that we'll have a vote. I don't know. It will be the members of the Planning Board that would vote. And, of course, we have to have a majority would rule, and that will tell whether he would have our consent to then get his proper license to have this operation.
WBFO News asked Smith if he thinks the board will approve of the shop.
Gosh, I really don't know at this point. I'm not sure. We had to make a long-form seeker out, and I think that's been satisfied, but I'm not sure.
John Rickey is the property owner proposing to open the firearm store. He says he's met all the strict requirements for operating a gun shop. Then why the opposition?
That's a good question, because I have no idea. I don't know why there's a big opposition. Granted, the school is basically a couple thousand feet away across the street. The school property is, you know, directly across the street. I don't consider any correlation between a gun store across the street and the school being an issue. I mean, this is a rural area. You know, people do walk down the street during hunting season.
But Rickey doesn't believe there's much opposition or controversy from the neighborhood.
As far as people in the area and in the neighborhood, nobody's opposed to it. The only people that came to the meeting to protest it was the school board and my alderman and one businessman down the road.
I don't really like it because it's way too close to younger kids, you know what I mean? And I think they need to do more thinking about it and keep it away from the school.
This Wayne Street resident did not want to be identified, but as a parent, he spoke passionately about his opposition to the gun shop plan so close to the middle school.
But right next to the school, I just think that's not called for, you know what I mean?
Now, would you think that the young people would have an impression by seeing the gun, you know, sign that says guns for sale?
Yes, I think they would really be into it and try to get into it at night, you know what I mean? Because you know how younger kids are these days, especially in Olean, because I know how I was, and I would definitely try to do it if I was younger, but I don't know, I just don't like it. They would mess with it too much, and if they did get into it, they really could get something and get people hurt, you know? But that's my feeling about it. I don't really like that.
Safety and security surrounding the middle school students is a major concern for the school district. Olean Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Colleen Taggarty, expressed the potential disruption.
I am not opposed to guns. I am not opposed to him opening a shop of this nature. My concern is any unintended disruption that it could do during the school day. We have students that get angry at school. We have parents that get angry at the school. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. They leave the school. The first thing they see, gun shop.
If the gun shop were established, the signage promoting the business could provide the subliminal disruption that Taggarty fears.
When someone's angry, what happens? They, you know, their brain goes into the fight or flight mode. So if they're angry enough that they decide that they're going to fight, right there they have it. Here's a gun shop. Let's go. I understand there are rules and regulations. I understand that there are periods of time you have to wait. But nowadays, with the social media, the conflict continues to grow. People are getting on their computers. They're getting text messages. They're getting Twitter messages. And it keeps the conflict going.
Another Wayne Street resident agrees with the district's concern.
I have little brothers and sisters, and they're easily influenced. And if there was a gun store that close, they might be apt to, you know, try to find a gun or something for themselves. And there's plenty of places on State Street that are for rent that aren't near a school where they could rent and have a gun store, you know.
But John Rickey says he would keep the signage for the store to a minimum.
Signage is going to be held to a minimal. I've already checked with the city code enforcement. I'm going to make sure that I'm, you know, under the size required. It'll be a small sign, probably on the east side of the building, so you won't even see it from the road.
The Planning Board will meet tonight in Olean, and if they vote against the gun shop, Rickey says he may take the matter to court. In Olean, Ray Marks, WBFO News.